From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Missouri's Medicaid program will save an estimated $4.2 million in fiscal year 2016 by using a newer, cheaper drug to treat hepatitis C. In an agreement announced Monday, Missouri joined a group of 25 other states to receive rebates on Viekira from drug maker AbbVie. The state, in most cases, will provide that drug instead of Gilead Sciences' Sovaldi. The expensive treatment with Sovaldi, about $84,000 for a normal course, was cited as one driver of increased Medicaid costs for the state in 2015 by State Budget Director Linda Lubering. Missouri's Republican lawmakers want to expand notification requirements for minors in states seeking abortions. Current state law requires only one parent to give consent for a minor to get an abortion. The other parent does not have to be notified. A bill presented Tuesday at a House hearing would require notification of both parents, with some exceptions. Supporters say this brings the procedure in line with requirements for other medical decisions. A second bill changes the process of consent, requiring notarized proof of the parent or guardian's identity and that they sign off on state-mandated information about abortion. It also alters how minors obtain a court order to get an abortion independently in a way opponents say is more burdensome. Republican lawmakers in Missouri have begun their latest attempt to require voters to show photo identification at the polls. A state House committee conducted hearings yesterday on this year's version, which contains a few differences from last year. The sponsor, Republican Tony Duggar of Wright County, says one major difference requires the state to cover any cost that would fall on city and county election boards for requiring photo IDs.
I think if we're going to implement this, the state of Missouri should bear all the cost. If there's no appropriation from the state, then this bill would not go into effect. They would not be required to do this photo ID requirement.
Another change would exempt everyone born before 1950 from showing photo ID. However, they would still have to use a provisional ballot, which would only be counted if the signature matches one of the county's voting rolls. Opponents testified that even with the changes, the bill would be the most restrictive photo ID law in the country and could disenfranchise low-income Missourians and college students. Nearly 38% more Missourians than last year have signed up for health insurance under federal exchange. U.S. Health and Human Services data released Tuesday shows that 209,336 residents had signed up for coverage as of January 16th. Among the people who have signed up so far this year, about 88% chose a plan with financial assistance, 41% were new to the federal insurance exchange, and 59% re-enrolled. Total enrollment in the 37 states served by healthcare.gov is about 7.1 million people. Survivors of human trafficking would be allowed to shield their current home addresses while rebuilding their lives under legislation filed Tuesday in the Missouri Senate. The Safe at Home program, operated by the Secretary of State's office, allows for victims of stalking, sexual assault, and domestic violence to use substitute mailing addresses as they register to vote and create new public records for themselves. The proposal would allow human trafficking victims to also participate in the program. Kitty Rhodes is a sex trafficking supervisor who now helps victims and other supervisors in St. Louis.
So I had the opportunity actually to check in with these women and say, hey, what would it be like to have a confidential address so that when you were getting out, you were going to be able to feel safe? And before I could even finish the sentence, all of them was a resounding yes.
Meanwhile, a federal bill that would make it a crime to place ads for prostitution involving minors and human trafficking victims was passed Tuesday by the U.S. House. It was sponsored by Missouri Congresswoman Ann Wagner. A Missouri lawmaker who sided with Republicans on tax cuts is leaving the Democratic Party to become an independent. State Representative Keith English of Florissant said he was dropping his party affiliation. He noted his support for gun rights, but also his opposition to so-called right-to-work bills that would limit union powers. English provided the pivotal vote last May as the only Democrat to join Republicans in overriding Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto of an income tax cut. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.